Well, now that the euphoria of the Trump firing is beginning to wear off, no doubt most of you are slowly learning that the post-Donald era is about to begin. No more late-night tweets, no more foaming at the mouth by our leader, no more firing of aides who thought he was a moron and said so publicly, no more tell-all books by his lawyers and friends and relatives and previous cabinet heads, no more Trump comedy show. Oh, sure, there'll be the indictments and trials, the tax returns finally becoming public, possibly even incarceration, but all those will take place in COVID time, meaning staggered out in endless weeks and months, not the rapid-fire minutes we've come to expect the last 4 years. And those wild and crazy cast of characters that zip through the White House, here one week, gone the next, a constant merry-go-round of hirings and firings, all the Bannons and Stephen Millers, the Giulianis and those kids of Trump, a kaleidoscope of insanity, a circus, really, of clowns piling into the VW bug, 1,000 clowns, one after the other, so that you could barely keep track of who was Secretary of State this week or who was running the EPA. Half of them never confirmed anyway, but lordy, there were a lot of them, and they never failed to light up the Twitterverse. You think you're not going to miss them? Oh, you'll miss them. What will you spend your time on if not the constant news cycle once Biden boring becomes the norm? No drama, Joe. Smooth-running government machinery. Sure, it sounds good now, but wait a month or so. You'll be watching cute kitty YouTube videos again, nostalgic for the orange man. You'll be online shopping, a consumer junkie addicted to eBay and Google, but, well, better than the void left with no Donald. If you're lucky, the P.T. Barnum of politics will reinvent himself, find the backers for a new network, and return triumphant on your cable TV subscription. Maybe a small additional monthly premium, but nothing half the country wouldn't gladly pony up. Forget the mortgage payment an occasional month. America needs Trump the way a junkie needs smack. No price would be too high. Sure, you think you can kick the habit. You think your mental health would improve. They all think that way. Until someone sets the needle on the table next to him. The Trump Network. Not just prime time. Trump all the time.